Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Tamura Daf Yud Gimel, Tamura 13. And our mission in front of us will discuss those cases where even though a person tries to make a Tamura action, he tries to exchange whatever is in front of him and transfer its sanctity onto something else, the action is considered from the halachic perspective not effective. And so says our Mishnah, the following are cases where even though a person tries to make a tamura and possibly, according to some commentaries, is still in violation of the prohibition, the tamura, it does not take effect and the second item is not considered to be consecrated. So says our Mishnah, ha'ofos, with respect to birds, fowl, that was consecrated, the tamura will not take effect. V'chein ha-menachos, v'menachos, and if there's a grain offering, which was offered in the temple, that also, if you try to make a tamura upon that, it ain't osin tamura, they're not effective. Shelo nemar ela behema, that the law of tamura was only said with respect to an animal alone, as it states in the verse in Leviticus, v'im hamer yamir behema bivhema. So it has to be an animal with another animal. Hatzibor v'hashutfin. So if there is a community, the community, sibor is the community, and the partners ain't osin tamura. Their tamura is also not effective. It is not a valid tamura, as it states, lo yachlifenu v'lo yamir. It states it in the singular. It cannot be exchanged, and he will not, and you are not allowed to make a tamura. This is in the singular. So we see from here, yachid osin tamura, veina tzibor v'ashutfin osin tamura. That only an individual is capable of affecting a tamura, but not the community or the partnership. Kodshe bede kabayis, if there was something that was consecrated not for the being offered on the altar, but for the purposes of the upkeep of the temple, or the building of the temple, those items are ein osin tamura. They are not capable of making a tamura. The only thing that can make a tamura is kodshe mizbeach, the offerings of the altar, as it states with respect to tamura, a karban. So therefore, since it has to be an offering, only kodshe mizbeach are called karban, and the other items are not called karban. So we see before that one, the reasoning we've seen in our Mishnah is either because or it's because it's called a karban, and also behema. Rabbi Shimon, however, gives a different explanation. It's not initially apparent if Rabbi Shimon is arguing about anything other than giving a different explanation. Rabbi Shimon gives a different reason for all this. So Rabbi Shimon, that since the law of Tamura is said by all the sacrifices, why was it then repeated by the law of Meiser Behema, which is that the law of Meiser Behema we did already, and we've covered it in our podcast, which is that the 10th animal that has all your animals need to go through a pen, and the 10th animal that goes through the pen, he paints it with the red dye, and that animal is considered the Meiser Behema. So that 10th animal, it's about it. It states Lo yamirenu v'mamer yamirenu v'ayu hu tamuraso yakodesh. But we've already said the laws of tamura, so why are they repeated again with respect to the law of Meiser Behema? The Meiser is already including the laws of Tamura. So Lama Yatza, why was it brought out and why was it repeated? So it says Rabbi Shimon, Lo Marloch, Ma Meiser Karban Yachad. It's to tell us these basic principles that just like the Meiser is an individual, that you're only obligated to pay to do the Meiser Behema on an individually owned animal and not on a communal offering or a partnership. So too, Tamura will only be engaged by an individual offering. So he does not learn it out. Rabbi Shimon does not learn it out from Lo Yamir in the singular. He learns it out from the comparison to Meiser Behema. And so also, Yatsu Karbonos Tzibor. That's what he states, that doesn't apply by a communal offering. Uma Meiser Karbon Mizbeach. And just so too, just like the Meiser is an offering on the altar, that the Meiser Behema is an animal that was brought on the altar and then the owner eats it, so too, Tamura only applies to something that is brought on the altar. Yatsu Karbanos Bedekabayas. This excludes the Karbanos that are just meant for the upkeep of the temple. And so that's how Rabbi Shimon gets a different reasoning than the Tanakhama. But we see from here that our Mishnah actually says something that is teaches us a big chiddush just in general about laws, because our Mishnah says that our tzibor and the shutvim, the community and the partnership, do not make a temura. So this proves this, and the commentaries point out, this proves that there's a distinction between a tzibor, there's a distinction between a community where there's many, many different parts and it's a public, and something that is a partnership. Even though at first glance we might have thought that the only thing that matters is that they're not an individual, we're seeing no, that from our Mishnah we see that there's something else. There's an individual, there's a partnership, and there's a community. And the laws of Temura do not apply to a partnership nor to a community. So the Shut Chelkos Yaakov discusses why this is relevant and what are some of the distinctions between a partnership and a community. So the Chelkos Yaakov wants to prove that one of the areas in where there's a difference is with respect to the, first of all, we know that to enter into a partnership you need a kinyan, you need a formal transaction. But with respect to a community, you don't need a formal transaction. You don't need to make a kinyan to be part of that, nor to leave it. And so the communal funds, there's no, you're automatically entered into it when you move into a city. However, with what are one of the areas that he thinks that there may be a distinction is the laws of interest, that even though the laws of ribis apply to a partnership, they, according to the Chelkos Yaakov, they don't necessarily apply to a bank. And so since a bank would have a law of a community, the laws of interest wouldn't necessarily apply to it. That is a chiddush that he wants to share, although he says rabbinically they would still apply. But that's an area that perhaps there's a distinction between a community and a partnership.